We're approaching 8:20 on Connect FM on a Wednesday morning, and look who's here on your morning connection. It's Shirley DeRouge. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning, Dan.
I guess you are, I understand, the executive director of Downtown Du Bois, Inc. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Just wanted to verify my facts here this morning. Shirley's in here every other week to have one of these midweek chats with us. As we take a look at what is going on in downtown Du Bois these days, and we're entering a very busy season. We kind of reviewed all of that last time, some of the things that are coming up. Now we're going to get real specific because just 9 days away, I guess, from today, next Friday, August the 28th.
That is
the meat raffle drawing.
Yes.
And we explained last time what a meat raffle is. but time is running out. If folks want to get in on a chance to win some gift certificates from Palumbo's Meat Market, tell us about the meat raffle.
The meat raffle, three prizes. Top prize is $250 worth of meat from Palumbo's Meat Market. Second prize is $150, and the third prize is $100 worth of meat from Palumbo's Meat.
And these days, that is terrific.
If you wind up
one of the winners.
Yes, absolutely.
But even if you don't, if you buy a raffle ticket, the meat raffle ticket, that money is going to a good cause.
Yes, it benefits Downtown Du Bois and our revitalization efforts here within the downtown, and helps with some of the initiatives that we need help with in order to get up off the ground.
Yeah, a lot of that funding has to come
from somewhere.
From us,
yes.
You know, from us that live in Du Bois. So it's a great way to do that. So don't forget about that, the meat raffle, and where can folks get those tickets?
There are tickets still available, I believe, at Mark Sigerberg at his gas station. He has some still available. Merle Norman still has, I believe, a couple available, as well as the Public House on Jard. And we have them here in our office.
Okay, super. Thank you for that update. Okay. Let's talk about scarecrows and the light poles in downtown Du Bois. They'll soon be donning some decoration of scarecrows. That's becoming a fall expectation here in Du Bois, isn't it?
It is. The first year was fantastic. Last year we doubled the entries and everybody went full force. Like, it was really impressive how creative they got with the displays. So I'm eagerly hoping that this year even tops last year.
Yeah, see if we can get all of West Long Avenue.
That would
covered,
be so nice, so nice. We haven't received many applications yet. I don't know if it's just not getting to everybody's attention. So I'm hoping they're listening today and they make note of this that, we need to get that in by September 1st.
It's, tends to be a last minute thing, but,
it is.
The decorating starts September 1st. So that's not far away.
No, it's not. not at all.
So, tend to that and, look for those applications. They're on your Facebook page, right?
They are on our Facebook page. You can go right to our Facebook page. There is a link to fill out the application, and then you can either mail in, drop off, or make an arrangement to meet up with me to deliver your payment, or even, you know, as you come September 1st, you can stop by the office and, you know, when you're down here decorating, drop off your payment. So
we're looking forward to those displays of creativity on the downtown streets.
Yes.
And something else that is not far away, actually, it's 1 month from today.
Oh,
if you
gosh.
Can believe that, the Grapes and Hops Tour,
yes.
Always a popular event here in Du Bois. Tell
it
us
is.
About this year's edition.
So this year, we keep listening to the feedback that we get every year.
That's good.
And so that means little minor changes.
Sure.
And I know one of the things that was being asked of us, and last year we listened to the previous year, and people wanted lower ticket prices. Mm-hmm. Well, in order to lower the ticket prices, the way to do so was to no longer have because people also were commenting about the glasses, the custom etched glasses.
Mm-hmm.
and that they either threw them away or gave them to Goodwill. So we re-examined everything, and to lower the cost of the tickets, we did away with those glasses.
That makes sense.
And provided plastic cups instead.
Sure.
And so we will continue doing that this year to keep the tickets ticket costs down, because we want people to attend, and we want to make it affordable to do so. And we want them to purchase wine and beer and, you know, stuff from the vendors.
Right.
Not, you know, exhaust their funds paying for a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to support the vendors and the businesses and stuff like that. So, there will be plastic cups. Also, another thing is we are closing down to this first block of West Long Avenue. We will have some outdoor seating, some music. I believe one of the vendors will be setting up out there. I'm not sure if multiple will be. We're still looking at the logistics.
Yeah.
Cause there's at least one that has a trailer, so they can't set up inside a business.
Right,
so
right.
We're creating an atmosphere out here. We've also, applying for a permit through the city for like an open container.
Okay.
And so they, instead of buying a full bottle of wine or spirits, whatever, they can purchase a glass of it and enjoy it.
And
so.
And not be detained.
And not, yes. Exactly.
For carrying an open container.
Exactly.
Right?
but it's looking to be a good event, a lot of participants, and so we're excited about that. And tickets are available right now online, again, on our Facebook page. I have it pinned at the top where you can go online to purchase the tickets, and we also have them available in Deja Brew, Merle Norman, and the Public House.
Wow. And just a month away, September 19th is the date for the Grapes and Hops Tour 2026. And it is a walking tour. And
yes, it is.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event once again.
Yes.
And now all we need is the weather to cooperate.
Oh, fingers crossed. This
right.
has been a rainy year.
And speaking of weather, you are looking ahead towards, and we just have a moment to talk about this, but we want to give a little tease. There's going to be a fall festival in downtown Dubois.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Last year we held it down on Jard, and we called it Jammin' on Jard.
Yeah.
Jammin' on Jard Fall Fest.
I remember that.
This year we're going to hold it up here on West Long Avenue, and it's just a downtown fall festival, but it will be taking place on Saturday, October 10th.
Be listening for more details about that as we have our every 2 weeks midweek chat with Shirley. Shirley, thank you for stopping in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.